tu química, también tu anatomía, la cerveza y el tequila y tu boca con la mía. Ya no puedo más,
ya no puedo más,
ya no puedo más,
ya no puedo más. Con esta melodía, tu color, tu fantasía, con tu filosofía, mi cabeza está vacía. Ya no puedo más,
ya no puedo más,
ya no puedo más,
ya no puedo más. Yo quiero estar contigo, vivir contigo, bailar contigo, tener contigo una noche loca,
una noche loca. I was waiting for my guest today, who will be coming shortly. Also, I have a class right before this, but you know, that's life. So this weekend, and we'll talk about this more once my guest comes, with Clayton, who's coming, we released the latest issue of our publication that we make in-house, in the Cloud House. And the theme of this one was the speed, qua the quickness. So we'll be playing songs that have an especial affinity or aspect of speed and quickness. So first, what I'm gonna do is play probably the chillest song y'all are gonna hear for this entire show, which is Fast Car by Crafthouse very own Tracy Chapman.
You get a fast car, I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. When we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, see more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
All right, you're listening to Sweet Corn. This is Hell. It's almost 4:20 on today, which is the 26th of February. This is WMFO, and we're still waiting on my dear guest, Clayton. He fell asleep in our house, so he's walking here. So I just played for you Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. Tracy Chapman used to live in Crafts House, the co-op at Tufts that I used to live in. She played some of her first live shows there. So I'm actually Facebook friends with her. It's pretty cool. She doesn't post anything really, but she's got some really crazy fans who go on her Facebook. And then after that, I played Slow Dive, the opposite of a fast dive, in their song Souvlaki Space Station, and that's from the 1993 album Souvlaki. And then in the background today, I'm going to be playing tracks from Death Grips' Fashion Week album. Because no one makes really fast music like Death Grips does. We'll be playing one of their tracks later. Once Clayton gets here. But for now, we are waiting for him. So I'm going to play some other songs. Which is called Other Music. Maybe we'll read aloud some of the poetry that we wrote for our latest issue. And then I also wrote an essay about how the depiction of speed in still images has really not changed all that much since the beginning of photography as a practice. So I kind of structure it around Edward Muybridge's images of a horse running, because people wanted to know if a horse's when it was running, if a horse, like if all 4 feet come off the ground when a horse is running, and they do for a small moment, and no one ever really knew this until we were able to photograph things. So Edward Muybridge lined up a bunch of cameras and then triggered them so that they would go taking all these pictures, and then it basically takes a series of images of a horse running that can sort of be played like an animation if you line them upright. And then comparing that to so-called deep-fried memes, which are so popular on the internet these days. And so they use speed differently, because memes no longer need to like prove to us anything about a horse's movement. Rather, they use speed as a way to sort of detach certain parts of the subject matter from its still image nature itself. It sort of creates the sense of uncertainty, the sense of basically a blurred line. So if you want to read it, you can follow us at cloud_cellar, cellar like a basement, on Instagram, and it is right there. If you know me, you can ask to get on the email list for our publication. It's just a quarterly periodical, so it only comes out every 3 or 4 months. All right, so while we're waiting for Clay to come, here is some Eve's Tumor and then the new track by Sophie.
Into what? Into Eastwood.
My face is the front of shop. My face is the real shop front. My shop is the face I front. I'm real when I shop my face.
Clayton, is he here?
Hey.
We played for you Serpent One by Yves Tumor, Face Shopping by Sophie, and then Raptor by Rusty, and then Runway E by Death Grips. Clayton brought me in banana.
A single banana to eat outside the studio.
Certainly not in here.
Nope. I just took a really weird nap. I removed all of my clothes and fell asleep with my knees up, which is usually really strange.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I told the audience already about our speed project.
Yes.
I
am tardy to speed.
Well, there's an essay about that in the issue, so.
Yeah, sometimes being fast means always being late.
Yeah.
And never taking a break.
Right. It's from our dear friend Zanira, and it's called My Feet Never Touch the Ground.
Until I read that piece, I did not follow Zanira on Instagram, and now I do.
Oh.
And we both did not follow one another until that moment.
Wow.
Now we are mutuals.
I love that things bring my friends together.
Yes.
So I'm trying to think of things regarding speed. One time when I was younger, I was at the country club getting dinner with my parents and our family friends, one of whom I had a crush on briefly in sixth grade, then decided I hated him, and then he actually ended up asking me out in high school in a story that I'm sure I've told on here because it is strikingly hilarious. And then now he's like a young Republican. So really dodged that bullet. So to speak, hello NRA, bing boom. Which he like certainly supports. So it would never have worked out between us. But one time I was at dinner with him at the country club where we both went, ding dong NRA.
Oh.
And I was skipping around the country club and I went too fast and I tripped and I still have a scar on my knee from the rug burn that I got.
Whoa. Rug burn. I've been playing with carpet a lot. That reminds me of that.
Yeah.
I didn't get a rug burn from it. But it's very hard to go fast.
Yes, it's hard to go fast on carpet. It really catches you. It trips you up. Well, I think I'm going to move into the two songs that you suggested playing with one another, being All That You Love Will Be Eviscerated. And then what was the one where you that you wanted before that?
Oh, it's very similar to Serpent One, actually. So just listen for that same kind of percussive energy. I was really shocked. This track actually predates the Yves Tumor track. So,
All heard before because yes. I forgot these went together.
Oh, it's all good. I think that what's interesting about it is that Yves Tumor, I really think of them as a tastemaker, and their music is kind of like unchartable. So when I found this track and I felt that it somewhat charted it, I was like, and it makes sense because Lodic, who remixes this track here, is a very similarly mystic beat maker, both of which are really great people to find online and social media, very rewarding people to follow, heartfelt, genuine, still up and coming, still kind of...
Yves Tumor always has the energy of someone up and coming.
Yes, and Lodic is really... on Twitter, at least, kind of exciting to follow.
Good to know.
They recently just put on a very nice white wig.
Ah! I love to go on the internet and see content.
Yeah. I love to go on the internet and know that people see the content that I've liked on their Twitter feed.
That happened today with some fun content called A Naked Man's Torso with Part of His Penis.
Yes. Turns out celebrities can sometimes have their nudes leak online.
It turns out celebrities have been naked before.
Yes.
They're not never nudes. Tragic for the American public to learn this. Ding, ding, Al Gore, I have an inconvenient truth. Celebrities can be naked.
Wow. Add that to the list. We're going to call Al Gore at the end of the semester and demand that he include upon his own inconvenient truths another set of inconvenient truths, which we hold to be self-evident.
Yes. So we'll play this song and then another song by Kiefer, who makes some instrumental music, which I really like. And then we will continue to talk about Al Gore, hubris, and speed. This is Sweet Corn. Here we go.
We'll be right back. Up my sleeves, I abstain from being insecure. Up my sleeves, I'm full of the flow. So when
Well, we've had one review of the show in from my mother, who says it's worst music show you've ever had. Clayton, what do you have to say about that?
I think that there is a great need to press into and lean into, perhaps even dive into, discomfort. I hope that everyone's ears can be given some amount of pain today.
Or not pain so much as a thrashing.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting how much our generation likes that. I mean, Death Grips is sort of a ubiquitous... regardless of what music you listen to, you like them if you're in our age group and you're cool, pretty much. It's like,
yeah,
at some points kind of a status thing, like, oh, you don't like Death Grips, like, mm-hmm. you have to have, like, put yourself through this gauntlet to be cool.
That's true, and it really is a gauntlet. It's not just noise music, it's also for people who aren't into rap, it's pretty intense flows and lyrics, and for people who aren't into, it's also, I almost feel like it has some country vibes sometimes.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, I think that there's like a, yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. And a lot of back and forth in different arcs in all of their songs. But I mean, coming from a generation of kids who were kind of all listening to screamo and stuff as like middle schoolers, I think that this kind of hardness and putting ourselves through musical gauntlets as a social clout thing, I think, has sort of turned into this willingness to subject ourselves to that. It's a willingness to move quickly, as we have put forth in our issue of Speed. You know, we have YouTube stars like Trish Paytas, who talks faster than you can write down what she's saying.
Yeah, and it's remarkable how hidden gems can be pulled out from this unadulterated, like, bursting out.
Yeah.
I think that also it's funny how quickly Death Grips made music.
Yes.
Because they're done now. I mean, ostensibly. Yeah. But for a time, they put out like 5 or 6 albums in the course of 5 or less years.
I think,
like,
fewer than 5 years. Yeah.
It was really a very fast paced.
Yeah.
Experience where sometimes you had to be like, well, is this a throwaway track? Is this like, how much effort went into making this on your end? And I think it's almost just they had like a practice that was really apparent in the recorded material.
That has to do with speed and quickness and not really waiting for things to gestate, but just sort of throwing it out there as soon as it comes.
It's totally unsettled.
And unsettling.
Yes.
I actually missed seeing them in Berlin by a week.
It's very hard to see them. They often would ghost their own shows.
Yeah.
And not refund people.
Yeah.
Particularly when they didn't like something that had happened online.
I didn't realize that. I'm so on the periphery of, like, them as, not celebrities, but, like, as figures, so.
Yeah, they once ghosted a show and the crowd, like, destroyed the stage.
Yeah, I have heard about that. Yeah, there's also a very fine line, I think, also in our generation of people who want to go to those shows and have some kind of release, and people who go to shows like that and want to be violent, which I've noticed at a lot of different rock shows I've been to, like, especially in Boston, where the crowds tend to be older, there's sort of like half the crowd wants to be there and have fun and like move because the music is sort of telling them to, and then the other half is like there to like get some violence out of their system. And, like, I really like the former half of people who would go to a Death Grips show, but I think it sort of can wrongly encourage people to be violent who aren't, like, paying attention to it enough.
And they, in interviews, are really adamant that their music isn't, like, hyper-masculine or inducing of violence, and I think that...
Because their lyrics really aren't, and they're highly verbal.
Yes.
As artists. Like, it really is... Like, if you look at their lyrics, it looks like poetry.
And it makes their instrumental tracks, which there are many of,
That's what has been playing on the show today behind any talking, has been all from their instrumental albums, Fashion Week and Interview 2016.
Which are excellent. Fashion Week is actually, if you listen to it, you feel like you are on a runway all the time. And the best compliment I've ever been given playing music at the Res, for example, is that my music sounded like a runway show.
Wow.
Not necessarily a good one. That was also added in the
oh, boy.
In the comment. And I think that maybe this walk that we must walk and do so in fashion really can stem from the space that Death Grips makes in their music.
Yeah. Also, something very cool is that it is light outside.
Yeah, like the sun is still here. It's 5 p.m.
I don't think it did this last week. I think it had already gotten dark when I left my show last week. So that is really nice to see.
I'm wearing like 2 layers.
Yeah, we took our cat outside today. Shouts to Rex, a speedy little dude.
Well, he's not. He doesn't really move outside though.
No, but he goes so fast inside.
Yeah.
That's really like his favorite exercise is to run really fast from point to point. It's really stunning to see because like he kind of crushes anything in his path. Like he moves too quickly for things to stop him.
Yes.
So he ends up sort of like kicking up all of our rugs all over, smashing through things. He'll like run straight into you.
Yes. There are many stations that he likes to get to that he can't physically stay. He likes to be on top of the clothing rack when it's out. He likes to get to the top of the fridge, which seems to be a total dead end for him. He just can't figure out how to undo that move.
It is one of his favorites, though. He's really been liking that lately.
As soon as he starts being able to, like, kind of, like, use the walls and, like, climb up things, like, straight up, it's gonna be over for everyone.
Yeah, he's a force to be reckoned with. Our king.
Little Rex.
Ding dong.
Rex is king.
And with that, we will, I think, begin to sign off. The next show is here. Thank you for listening to this speed-themed issue.
Or the quickness, if you feel.
Yes, like. Speed, qua the quickness.
Yes.
That's Q-U-A, by the way. For listeners who can't see what I'm saying. And we'll probably close out with a few seconds of a Kraftwerk song while Hymn Hunters International plug in. You've been listening